Hey, Surge Up, this is Dave Davidson, and it is February 8th. And the reason I know that is because I follow a little ministry that God started with me here years ago called Verse Rehearse, where you match the date and a great Bible verse with the date that share the same number. Today, what comes to mind, of course, is Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace you've been saved through faith, and not of works that no man can boast, which goes on to verse 9. And it's really a big part of Christianity, because so many religions and so many theories and philosophies have to do with working your way up to God, trying to gain his approval. And really the only way is to receive what he has given us. You know, grace is defined as a undeserved favor, whereas mercy is defined as a punishment that you don't get, okay? Like, you know, you're spared. And so Ephesians 2:8 and 9 are just such awesome verses. It's kind of like I'm just thinking of these verses today, meditating, because it is February 8th and these verses match. So you go to verserehearse.com, and it's a way to find my designs in process as I now go to the final stage of really making these memes, 365 of them. My goal is to have a book completed of all the devotions for the whole year. Because each year that is overturns, I end up meditating on those verses each year they come around. Another great verse that is the chapter 2 and verse 8 is in Jonah. And in chapter 2, Jonah is in that belly of the fish, okay? He's already defied God and he's walked the plank in chapter 1. And he does a little throwback to some prayers and psalms, I think maybe even Isaiah. And he says, you know, he's praying and he's going down to the seaweed, right? He's like, he's drowning, but he's praying. When my life was ebbing away, you know, he cried out to God. And I believe in 2:8-9, it says, those who cling to worthless idols sacrifice the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you, God. So you got two verses, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament on grace. Jonah 2:8, Ephesians 2:8. They come to mind because if you know the date, you're halfway there to rehearsing the verse in your mind. And then hopefully you're closer to rehearsing the truth of the verse, applying it to your life. You know, grace is, as a verb, is a great way to oil your marriage and to treat your kids. I need grace as a husband and a dad, and I need to give my kids and my spouse that. I mainly just need it for my spouse. She's constantly just giving me grace on things, and it gives me the energy to and inspiration to be a better husband. You know, if she were to keep nagging me about things, it would not inspire me, but she gives me grace. And so grace from God is even more powerful, that he has given us this gift of eternal life with Jesus Christ, that we have to receive it. We can't work our way. The Bible says very clearly in Ephesians chapter 2 that we cannot work our way to God with works that we can boast about, that we did something. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, it talks about our righteousness, that righteousness apart from God, I mean, to God, is like a filthy rag. You're just not going to meet his standards. But it's kind of like when God looks at us through the lens of Christ, he sees his Son who is perfect, who redeemed us, who reconciled us to God. And there's a fancy theological word I always try to throw out when it comes to mind. It's called propitiation. And it means that God was satisfied with the sin payment, because otherwise the wages of sin is death. And so when he sees you, if you've received his grace out of Ephesians 2:8 and 9, he sees his Son. So receive the grace, surge up in God's word, take care, God bless, and rock on.